Thank you. Please be seated. The scripture verses for today's message is taken from the book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah reading from verses 27 to 47. Nehemiah, verse 27. And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Levites out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings and with singing, with cymbals, psalteries, and with harps. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the plain country around about Jerusalem and from the villages of Netophathi. Also from the house of Gilgal and out of the fields of Geba and Ashmaveth, for the singers had builded them villages around about Jerusalem. And the priests and the Levites purified themselves and purified the people and the gates and the wall. Then I brought up the princes of Judah upon the wall and appointed two great companies of them that gave thanks, whereof one went on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate. And after them went Hoshea and half of the princes of Judah, and Azariah, Ezra, and Meshullam, Judah, and Benjamin, and Shemaiah, and Jeremiah, and certain of the priest's sons with trumpets, namely Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, and his brethren, Shemaiah, and Azrael, Milalai, Gilalai, Mei, Nathaniel, and Judah, Hanani, with the musical instruments of David, the man of God, and Ezra, the scribe before them. And at the fountain gate, which was over against them, they went by the stairs of the city of David, at going up of the wall, above the house of David, even unto the water gate eastward. And the other company of them that gave thanks went over against them, and I after them, and a half of the people upon the wall, from beyond the tower of the furnaces, even unto the broad wall, and from above the gate of Ephraim, and above the old gate, and above the fish gate, and the tower of Hananiel, and the tower of Mia, even unto the ship gate, and they stood still in the prison gate. Verse 40. So stood the two companies of them that gave thanks in the house of God, and I, and the half of the rulers with me, and the priests, Eliakim, Mesaiah, Meniamin, Micaiah, Eloiinai, Zechariah, and Hananiah with trumpets, and Mesaiah, and Shemaiah, and Eleazar, and Uzai, and Jehohanan, and Melchishah, and Elam, and Ezra. And the singers sang aloud with Jezrehiah, their overseer. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities the portions of the law for the priests and Levites. For Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the porters kept the word of their God and the word of the purification, according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old, they were chief of the singers, and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. And all Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah gave the portions of the singers and the porters, every day his portion, and he sanctified holy things unto the Levites, and the Levites sanctified them unto the children of Aaron. All glory to God in this public reading of his holy and precious word. We will now have